from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we will be joined by Bobby Witt Jr. I think it is safe to call him future Major League Baseball All-Star, Bobby Witt Jr. We'll get his thoughts on that. We'll get his thoughts on a whole lot more. I don't know a whole lot personally about Bobby Witt Jr. I look forward to talking to him and learning a little bit more here coming up in 25 minutes. Bobby Witt Jr. will be on the show coming up at 3 o'clock. K-State fans, you guys told us that we didn't give you guys enough respect yesterday. You guys got a 5-star tight end out of Goodland, Kansas. Well, you know what? We called up the national recruiting director with Rivals. We're going to learn more together about this kid, Lincoln Cure. We're going to have Adam Gorney of Rivals. He is their national coordinator. He is going to be on the show coming up at 3 o'clock. I'm sure you guys know this. This week is a little bit different with the 4th of July, so we are off Thursday. I imagine you are as well. We also are off on Friday for the holiday, so usually Vern comes on Friday. Well, you know what? Vern is coming on a Tuesday today. So again, we got Bobby Witt Jr. coming up in about 25 minutes or so. We will talk a little K-State football coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll also have Vern. You know, we are a very diverse show here over on 610 Sports Radio. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk about Rob's experience yesterday at the soccer game. But first,
pizza time on The Drive. Dial me up right now, 913-586-7610. Caller number 6 wins a pizza from our friends over at Pizza Tasio. Pizza Tasio is Kansas City's best New York style pizza, and they have taken over the town. They lovingly use 100% whole milk mozzarella, all organic tomato sauce with locally grown fresh ingredients, all made by KC guys who both know and love pizza. They also got a killer selection of craft and local beers. So Carrington, if you're hungry enough for a whole pie, or you want just a slice or two, be sure to visit them now at pizzatasio.com. That's pizza, TASCIO.com.
I need you guys to do me 3 things today. Usually I only ask for 2, but today I need you to do 3 things for me. Number 1, I need you to listen into The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 610 Sports Radio. Number 2, I need you to tell one friend. I don't need you to tell 2 friends. Just tell one friend. And number 3, I want you to tell K-State fans that I have absolutely no beef with them. K-State fans have got it in their mind that I don't like K-State. Why? I don't have any issues with you guys. Do you guys hate KU the way that I hate KU? Because if you hate KU, an enemy of an enemy is my friend. I got absolutely no beef with you. So go on, go Power Cat, or bring on the cats, or I don't know where you guys are congregating these days. But be sure to tell your K-State friends, I don't have any beef with y'all. All right, that's enough of that. This is where I would like to start today's show. And Rob, you are the perfect person to have this conversation. Now, I might speak out of turn a couple of times here, and this might just be my own ignorance. I am not the biggest soccer fan in the world, but I do think that I read enough. I do think that I keep up enough. I listen to Rob enough that I think I can speak on some of these things. We have seen soccer grow over the course of the last 15 to 20 years. There is no denying that. There is more interest in soccer. There is more money in soccer. There are more resources that are pumped into soccer than ever before. I need someone to explain to me how America can go from being fourth place in Copa America in 1996 and a feeling that you are about to take a big step forward, to not qualifying for the World Cup back in 2016 and not being able to make it out of group stage in 2024. I need someone to explain to me how the United States lost to Panama, a country that has fewer people in it than the state of Kentucky. And last night at Arrowhead, they lost to a team that has fewer people in their country than the state of Connecticut. The United States has 330 more people than Uruguay, and they lost to them in soccer. Now, I don't believe that the United States is ever going to be at the level of consistency where they are going to be able to beat a Brazil or a Spain or Portugal or some of the absolute powerhouses around the world in soccer. I don't think that's what the conversation is. But I want to play for you guys what Alexi Lawless had to say. I would say that he is one of the foundational pieces of American soccer. As soccer was starting to grow in the 90s to help us get to where the point that we are at, guys like him, guys like Clint Dempsey, were major reasons of how soccer got to this point. Oh, he was on Fox Sports yesterday, and let me tell you, he mad.
I think what we have learned over these cycles is that this team is not able to do anything better than is done in the past. And that hurts. That hurts to say, because that was not what was promised and not what, for many, we believed was going to happen with this team. Because if this is as good as it gets, it's not good enough. And there's plenty of excuses, but they don't matter. You know, you can talk about opportunities. Well, we have players that are playing all over the world. Talk about playing in Europe. Well, the entire team that you saw out there plays in Europe, so it's not MLS's fault. You can talk about, you know, the pathways and the resources that they have. No generation has been given more, and yet this generation hasn't lived up to that bargain. And when it comes to Greg Berhalter, we heard Stu Holden say it's exactly right. You know, I know there's a sport in firing coaches in all professional sports. And I know the knives are out, and they should be, because this is not good enough from Greg Berhalter. And you have to ask yourself, with 2026 coming barreling down the pike, it's going to come real quick.
Less than 2 years away, Bob.
All right? We can't afford to waste it. We can't afford to be embarrassed. And we can't afford to arrive in the summer of 26 with a team that has not progressed, that has not evolved, and has not improved. And I'm sure if Greg Berhalter was here, he would say, oh, but you don't see what's happening inside. I don't give a crap what is happening inside. I don't care about the dynamic. I don't care how much your players love you. I don't care how kumbaya it is. All I care about is I see a U.S. men's national team that is better than before. And we haven't seen that, and that's a problem going forward.
Our top text, Carrington, this is because our greatest athletes go to different sports. If you are a great athlete, soccer is about the fifth option for you. In other countries, it is the first option. This is the question that I would like to ask. And sometimes you guys get on me because I make NBA comparisons, but there is no better comparison and there's no better sport than basketball and what we are seeing. Everyone would agree that the United States had a seismic advantage in basketball. The sport was invented here. America had a 50, 60-year advantage over Spain, over Greece, over Argentina, over so many other countries in basketball. And then if you look at the all-NBA first team from this past year, look at it. The best player in the world in basketball is not from Detroit, is not from New York, is not from Houston. The best player in the world in basketball is from Serbia. That is despite not having all the resources that American athletes have, despite not having the cultural advantages, all of those things. The best basketball player in the world is from Serbia. I think that the second best basketball player in the world is from Slovenia. Luka Doncic, Giannis is from Greece, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is from Canada. Someone has to explain to me how the rest of the world has been able to catch up to basketball in a way that they have been able to develop elite level players that can compete at the absolute highest of levels, and that we in America, who had a 60-year advantage, 70-year advantage, can look at a player like Giannis, can look at a player like Nikola Jokic, can look at Luka Doncic and say, you are maybe the best basketball player in the world. We were not able to say that at any point in American history up until about 2011. The best player in basketball has always been an American player. From Michael Jordan to Kobe to Magic to Bird to however far you want to go back in American history. From the moment that James Naismith cut the bottom out of that peach basket, the best player in basketball has been American up until about 2012. How has the rest of the country been able, the rest of the world, how have they been able to close that gap basically in the last 20 years, and despite the billions of dollars that we have as a society have pumped into soccer, we are no more competitive than we were in 1992. We are no more equipped to take on the best countries in the world. And I'm not even talking about they can't get out of the group play at Copa America. I've listened to people like Rob tell me how important this upcoming World Cup is, and it's going to be in Kansas City coming up in 2 years. I have heard you guys tell me how important this World Cup is. Does the United States look like they're prepared to be competitive in that tournament? Because not what I just saw them do the past 10 days. I didn't see a country that is prepared to take that next step in soccer. Something is broken in American soccer. And it's not because you couldn't convince Patrick Mahomes to play it. It's not because you couldn't convince Tyreek Hill to play it. A lot of countries don't have those level of athletes either, but they have figured out a way to develop soccer players in a way that we just can't hear in America. We clearly see in sports, it's not always about being the biggest, strongest, and the fastest. Look at Nikola Jokic. No one thinks he's the most athletic player in the NBA. He certainly can't jump the highest. He's not the fastest. He was taught to play basketball in a way that is so superior and so fundamentally sound, it just works. That he could play basketball on any court in the entire world and he can have success. How are we not teaching that here in America? That sure, you're not going to get Christian McCaffrey to play soccer. Sure, you're not going to get Odell Beckham to play soccer. You don't need 100 great all-time soccer players. Can we develop 5? Can we figure out as a country that has 330 million people, can we figure out a way to develop 5 great players? I keep hearing, oh, well, soccer doesn't get the top athlete. Does swimming? Because we developed Michael Phelps. We developed Katie Ledecky. Are we getting the best kids to do gymnastics? Because we continue to dominate that. Are we getting the best kids to play golf? Because we appear to be dominating that and seem to be really good at golf, too. How are we so far behind everybody else in soccer? Rob, I certainly want to get your opinion on this. And if I'm wrong, certainly tell me. I don't want this to just be my opinion. You are far more versed in this than I am. But I just see the development that the rest of the world has made in basketball in such a short period of time. It's not like they were playing high-level basketball in Spain in 1990, or there were so many players that were over here in the NBA. What we have seen in our lifetime is we have seen the international mission in basketball grow and grow and grow, and we have seen it get to the point where, hey, the world is really good at basketball, where it used to be, hey, in Olympic competition, Team USA can send like their 4th or 5th best team over there, and they're going to win. Not anymore. If you don't send the absolute best American players to go to this thing anymore, you do not have a realistic chance of winning the gold medal. We saw all that happen since 1992. It didn't take 50, 60 years of development. It took 30 years. They've been trying to make soccer a thing in this country for a really long time, and they just don't appear to me to be any closer to the goal. They're not any closer to making the World Cup every single year. They just missed it in 2016. They can't even get out of Group Cup in the Copa America. It seems like the point of soccer in this country is to take as much money from parents as humanly possible. We want to get your 9-year-old kid interested in soccer so we can drain your entire bank account. And then when we're done with you, maybe your kid will go play something else. That just doesn't seem like a model that is sustainable in this country. And it doesn't seem like a model that ultimately gets you to the point where I want to see America compete better in these international competitions. Rob, I know you want to see America compete in these international competitions. We are 2 years away from them hosting the World Cup. And I listened to the post game yesterday. I listened to the coach. I listened to Christian Pulisic. I listened to the analysts. Everybody seems confused on how to fix this thing. Everybody seems very defeated on how to get America on track in soccer.
You're 100% correct. And the fact that there is a lazy and tired narrative that it's an athlete problem. It is not an athlete problem. You laid it out perfectly. There are other countries in the world that don't have their top athletes play soccer, but they develop soccer players. Right now on the TV in the control room is the Euro tournament, the round of 16. I'm watching Turkey and Austria play. There are good players that have been playing soccer their whole lives in those countries, and these countries would wallop the U.S. It is not an athlete issue. It is not if we just got Tyreek Hill to play, it'd be all fixed. That is not the problem. Honestly, if you watch the United States, they are one of the more athletically gifted teams, but their skill is wildly behind the curve. I don't know how to fix that. I don't know the Federation knows how to fix that. I don't know the powers that be in U.S. soccer have any plan to fix that. But there is a skill problem, because right now soccer is a country club sport where you hang out, you play with your buddies on a Saturday, you know, you pay all the money, and then when you're 12, you age out and you're done. It is infuriating that these problems still exist, and the people in charge of U.S. soccer don't seem interested in fixing them. And they continue to come up every 2 to 4 years.
On the text line, Carrington, nobody cares about soccer here, and that's why we will never compete. I strongly disagree. We talked about this yesterday. I believe that after the women's gymnastic team, I believe that the men's national soccer team is the most popular national team that we have. I think America is very interested in seeing American soccer succeed. The average for the World Cup games, the last time they were in it, was around 12 million people. To give you an idea, 9 million people watched the last World Series. I think soccer is far more popular than people want to give credit. And maybe that is a coping mechanism. Oh, well, we don't care. We don't care. Look around the suburbs of where we live. America is heavily invested in soccer and seeing its growth and seeing its success. But I just don't think at this point you can argue that we are getting a return on investment. We are not. For all the resources, for all the time, soccer people are telling me this is the golden generation. This generation doesn't look any further advanced than they were 30 years ago, and they still look just as far away from the ultimate prize as those team did. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we are expected to be joined by Bobby Witt Jr. He will be on the show coming up in a bit. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio, home of the hallowed title, Friend of the Show.
I'm very happy to be a friend of the show. It's always good to talk to you, man.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Rob, we are expecting Bobby Witt Jr. to call into the show coming up in about 4 minutes or so. I want to ask you this question really quickly. Who is the best athlete that you would say that you have seen at the high school level? Whether it was somebody that you played or, you know, that went to your school or somebody that you guys played against. If someone asked you who is the best high school player that you ever had the opportunity to see in person, who would your answer be?
So I have two. To be the person like I played and I was in high school at the same time, Travis Relaford was moving in slow motion at Mishimiege. Like they played Northwest a few times and I know he ended up being just like a role player at KU, but at the high school ever level, Travis Relaford was a different animal. But I'll say this.
I'm sitting here, and as I was getting ready to talk to Bobby Witt Jr. here coming up in a bit, it's crazy because you and I have certainly been around enough high school athletes that, you know, a lot of kids we knew and grew up with had the dream. I can't imagine at his age just knowing, hey, if I don't mess this up, I am going to play in the major leagues at some point. I'm looking at it. I mean, he committed to play baseball at Oklahoma as a junior. As a junior, Rob, he hit .446. As a senior, he hit .515. As a senior baseball player, he was the Gatorade National Baseball Player of the Year. And oh, yeah, he had two choices. I can either go be a top five pick in the Major League Baseball draft, or I can go star at the University of Oklahoma. It's just whichever one I want to do. Whichever one, just I got the choice. I got the option. The best high school player that I ever saw play in person was Michael Porter. I got a chance to see him heading into his senior year. Remember, he was still living in Columbia at that point. Then he did his senior year in Washington, but I got a chance to see him. Funny enough, I actually watched Michael Porter play with Kim Anderson, and we couldn't talk. It was a very, very weird thing, but it was one of those things I'll always forget. And I felt like I was watching Kevin Durant play. Now, the injuries took a lot of his explosiveness away, but I saw him pre all the back injuries, and I am telling you, there was a lot of NBA prospects in the building. Mo Bamba was at this tournament. Trae Young was at this tournament. There was a lot of high-end basketball players. Gary Trent Jr. was also in this tournament. They were not anywhere close to what I saw from Michael Porter. There was not a single human being in that gym that was going to be able to do anything with him. There's just some high school players that you see that we're not just talking about, hey, he's good. He might have a chance to get a scholarship. He might be D1. No, we are talking about kids that you know at 14, 15 years old. Oh, they're going to do this professionally. They're going to make a lot of money doing this. Bobby Witt Jr. was one of those individuals. I mean, basically his entire high school career is just leading him up to eventually he's going to play Major League Baseball. So we are really excited to have the opportunity to catch up with Bobby Witt Jr. here coming up in a bit. Is, you know, he's trying to be an all-star starter. We'll talk to him more about that coming up in just a bit. Rob is getting him on the phone right now, so we will catch up with Bobby Witt Jr. here coming up in a bit. We had to move our game that we usually play. You guys know we usually play What's the Attendance at Kauffman Stadium. Obviously, we can't do that right now with Bobby Witt Jr. We will do that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll give you a chance to guess the attendance today at Kauffman Stadium as the Royals are in town again against the Tampa Bay Rays. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by, this is our first time having him on the show. Really excited to catch up with Bobby Witt Jr. on the show today. Bobby, man, we appreciate your time.
What's going on? How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Yesterday, I ate at Whataburger to get ready for this interview. I know that you recently signed a deal with them and you are one of their endorsers now. What is your Whataburger order?
I got a little bit of everything. I just kind of depends on the day, but my go-to is the sweet and spicy bacon burger, but with no bacon.
Okay, do you ever kind of switch it up a little bit? Because I was looking at those wings and I'm thinking, all right, I didn't come to Whataburger to order the wings, but I was kind of curious in trying them.
I actually haven't had them yet, so I need to try that. But I will go from a double double cheese to a triple cheese, and then from breakfast, the honey butter chicken biscuit to the taquitos. I got a little bit of everything, the patty melts.
Okay, so Patrick is, you know, part owner of some of these. You know, you go around the city, and the ones that he owns, he has his jersey up. Are you interested in being part owner at Whataburger? Obviously, grew up in Texas. Your relationship with Patrick Mahomes, do you have any interest in getting into that venture?
Possibly down the road, but I thought that this step that we did here just with the kind of partnership is kind of one of those things that I've always kind of dreamed of, because being like an athlete and everything, and you get these partnerships, and something that I remember growing up was always going to Whataburger. My family's huge fans of Whataburger, so it was just pretty cool when we kind of came to agreement, and so yeah.
Right now, we're talking to Bobby Wood Jr. on the show today. Let's talk about a major reason why you're on the show today, to promote All-Star voting and you potentially going to your first All-Star game. Just how cool is it that I'm sure you grew up watching this game, hoping to play in it? How cool is it that your name is in consideration to be a starter for the All-Star game?
Yeah, it's an honor because of just being an All-Star is just it would be a dream come true. And so, just growing up watching the games and this one being in the hometown would be pretty special.
Who was your favorite player growing up?
I had a lot of different kind of favorite players, but Dustin Pedroia was my go-to guy, him and Derek Jeter. So kind of that Red Sox-Yankees little rivalry. I love watching those guys play. And then with the Rangers, I liked a lot of the guys. Michael Young was another one of my go-to guys.
It was, now that I think back into it, and I'm older than you, but I remember those Yankees and Red Sox games. I mean, there was a lot of competition. There was a lot of animosity in those Yankees and Red Sox games. I don't feel like we have that as much anymore.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was fun kind of seeing all that with what they went through and everything, that little rivalry.
Right now, we're talking to Bobby Witt Jr. So I was reading a story on you from Jeff Passan earlier today. And when you signed the contract in Kansas City, you got a text from four people. You got a text from Patrick Mahomes, Dustin Pedroia, Mike Trout, and Zach Greinke. When you got that text, who was the person that you replied to first?
Man, I can't really remember. But it was funny how it was kind of all four of them were like back to back to back to back. But I think Zach was the first one, and then Patrick. And then Pedroia after that, and then, yeah, and then Trout. So, actually, Trout might have been the first one. I think I replied to him first because he was the first one to text me, so which was pretty cool. But any time you get a text from any of those four guys, I felt like a little kid, and it was just smiling ear to ear. It fired me up.
I was just going to ask you, how cool is it now that obviously you still look up to these guys and the success that they've had, but you are a peer, you know, like now you look at them, you can go to them from advice, but you're also still competing against some of these guys as well. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's special just being able to do that. And then just getting to know these guys and just know how great of just people they are and just know that they are people. And so it's pretty special just to kind of build relationships with guys around the league and guys that have played in the past, and just it's really special to guys that you look up and they're role models to you, and then now you're having a conversation with them. So yeah,
obviously you and Patrick Mahomes have developed a relationship over the years. You know, you both play professionally in Kansas City, you're both from Texas, so there's a lot of connection there. Have you guys ever played golf together?
No, I need to work on my game before that happens. I've heard he's, and even just watching him on TV golfing, I need a lot more work for that to happen. So one of these, but luckily, as of now, not luckily, but our schedules don't match up, so we can never really get a match. So it gives me an excuse not to have to do that right yet.
Yeah, I was going to ask you who would win in a game. I think what you have to do is you have to talk really big like you would play, and then anytime he asks you to play, oh, you're busy, you know, you got to play baseball.
Yeah, that or just I need a couple strokes aside, a bunch of strokes each side.
Right now we're talking to Bobby Witt Jr. I actually wanted to ask you this. When was the last time that you got timed when you were 40? Because there was a note that came out a couple of days ago that you ran from home plate to third base in 11 seconds, which just doesn't even seem like a realistic time. I know it's not really a baseball thing, but when's the last time that you ran the 40?
It was my freshman year of high school. I think it was the fall or summer camp or something for football, because I stopped playing football after my sophomore year, and so I think it was a 4.49. It was, so yeah.
What if you just like ran it today? Just one day, you just were curious, like I'm curious what my 40 is. What time do you think you would run today?
I have no idea. I know I've gotten a lot faster since then, so I'm not completely sure.
When you were a freshman, Bobby Witt Jr., what position in football did you play?
I was receiver and cornerback, so I played DB and receiver. So I pretty much would play kind of first half at DB, played both ways, and then second half came into receiver.
Okay, so
down
like,
a little bit.
Okay, so you're like Travis Hunter a little bit. Which one did you like more, playing on offense or defense?
Oh, I love scoring. Offense for sure. I didn't really like hitting people. I'd take the hit, but just some of the times I wasn't the best tackler, I'd say.
I was reading
didn't have a good form tackle.
Bobby, my bad. I was reading a couple of days ago, and they had a shortstop draft on ESPN, and they were going through all the shortstops in the draft and factoring their age and conversation, and Buster Olney took you with the number one overall pick. When you hear people kind of compare you with some of the other great players in the game and they put you at the top of this conversation, just take us through how that makes you feel and just also motivating you to continue to work hard to validate how people feel about you.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think you hit it on the head. It's one of those things, like, anyone can put it on paper and do this and that, but you just got to kind of prove them right, I guess. And so just got to keep working. It's more motivation than anything whenever those publications or whatever comes out. And so, yeah.
We were talking about the All-Star game. I know a lot of people are wondering if you're considering doing the Home Run Derby. I mean, if you got the phone call from Major League Baseball to do the Home Run Derby, would you consider doing it?
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool just kind of do it in the home state. And I've done one back in high school, and so yeah, I've seen Salvi do him, and he said he enjoyed him a lot, and so yeah, it'd be kind of cool.
Has anybody reached out to you? Has anybody asked you to do it?
No, not really. So it's just kind of one of those things that maybe, I don't know.
Right now, we're talking to Bobby Wood Jr. here for a couple more minutes here. I am curious. So my boss actually told me this. I learned that you originally committed to Oklahoma. What was it like to grow up in Texas? I know your dad went to Oklahoma. You committed to Oklahoma. What was it like to grow up in the heart of Texas but cheer for OU?
Yeah, so my mom, dad, two older sisters also went there. They cheered there. And so I was kind of sooner born and sooner bred. And so, yeah, that was somewhere that I always wanted to go, like, dreaming in middle school, I was going to go there to play football and baseball. That was the ultimate goal. I love watching the football games up there and going to the games quite a bit in the off season. But yeah, just where I'm at in DFW, it's actually University of Oklahoma is closer than the University of Texas, so driving wise, so which is kind of cool.
Who was your favorite OU player growing up?
Growing up, I had a lot of guys. I got lucky with Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray. All the guys, list goes, Landry Jones kind of was like my start quarterback-wise, and then just watching all those guys run through there, Adrian Peterson, the list goes on and on, and even Caleb Williams was just there, and the guy that got there now this year is going to be solid. And so, yeah, I just love watching the Sooners. That's something that I enjoy in the offseason.
Freshman year, Adrian Peterson is just one of the greatest players that I had ever seen. I was a big Sam Bradford guy in college. I feel like the injuries really Bradford. Derailed his career. I thought Sam Bradford had a chance to be really, really good.
Yeah, I was at the game whenever they were playing BYU, I think, when he got hurt at the Cowboys Stadium, one of the first games at the Cowboys Stadium. So, yeah, that was tough for sure.
Last couple of questions
and
here.
Even Jalen Hurts, you can throw him out there too.
Yeah, no, Jalen Hurts obviously had a great career at Oklahoma. My producer and I are really excited about the new college football game. Not sure if you're a video game guy or not. Are you interested in the new college football game?
Oh yeah, 100%. I haven't played video games since I've played video games before the last game came out, but I've been kind of waiting until this new one comes out. I'm pumped. A lot of guys in the clubhouse are pumped about it. And so definitely going to be playing that when it comes out.
Okay, that's good to hear. Who on the team acts like they're really good at video games, but you've seen them play or you played them, you're like, you're not really that good?
I haven't really seen a lot of guys play video games. I've seen Vinny play. He talks a big game. Him and MJ both, they like to run their mouths with their video games. So I'll kind of have to see it to believe it. We might have to have a little tournament or something.
I'll get you out of here with this, Bobby, and I appreciate your time. How fun is it to just be playing in games that really matter? Like, you have already gone through the ups and downs in your Major League Baseball career. How fun is it to be in the wild card hunt, to be in the divisional hunt, and every single day going to the ballpark has real meaning?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This is what we were thinking about towards the end of the year last year. We knew that this is what we want to do. We want to win. And so some of the changes that were made were extremely huge for the team, and then just what were the teams doing, they're all bought into just winning, and I think that's kind of the ultimate goal. And then now that we got fans coming out, the noise is getting louder, the guys are getting fired up, so it's a lot of fun. So yeah, hopefully keep coming out.
You have a popular catchphrase right now. Just tell us how this catchphrase come about, and I'm guessing you got to get some kind of royalties on all of this.
Yeah, I guess I said it one day and then it's stuck, so we just got to keep doing it, keep playing some ball.
And that is Bobby Witt Jr. joining us on the show today. He's trying to make the All-Star game for the first time, and I got a good feeling that he is going to represent the Kansas City Royals in this year's All-Star game. Bobby, man, happy to have you join us on the show, man. We got to do this again sometime.
Perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Bobby Witt Jr. joining us on the show today as he is looking to become an All-Star starter for the first time in his career. The Royals play later today against the Tampa Bay Rays. We will play how many people are going to Kauffman Stadium. We are going to do that in the 4 o'clock hour. Rob, I give baseball a lot of credit for, you and I kind of, you know, poke fun at the NBA for the All-Star dunk contest, and I think there's a lot of reason to do it. Like, there is not a sense of pride for the NBA player to compete in the dunk contest. You want to see the Zion Williamsons. You want to see the Russell Westbrooks. You want to see LeBron do the dunk contest. They just haven't done it in the last 10, 15 years or so. Major League Baseball does a really good job of anybody that you would want to see do the home run derby, they usually do it at least once. You don't need Shohei to do it every single year, but can you get Shohei to do it? Can you get Mike Trout to do it? Can you get Gunnar Henderson to do it? Can you get the stars of the game to do it? And they always get them to do it. So I believe Bobby Wood Jr., hey, if they ask me to do it, it's in Texas. I want to compete in the home run derby. I don't know if he's going to do it 10 times. I don't think you need him to do it 10 times. But I think baseball has done a really good job in getting the young stars to buy into the home run derby and really want to do it and really want to put on a show for the fans.
If we're being honest, it's beyond just the NBA. Baseball is the sport that handles its All-Star game the best. Like, they get their best and brightest to play, and baseball is a sport where, like, unlike football, you can just play and there's very little fear of getting super injured. You can't have Patrick Mahomes in the Pro Bowl. He'll get hurt. I get it. I understand that. LeBron and them go at under quarter speed in the NBA All-Star game. The baseball All-Star game gives you everything you want. It's like three innings of the best players playing baseball, and then they check out, and then the next best player in the world checks in, and they play for three innings, and you see the best of the best. Like, when we were kids, we saw that 98 All-Star game. Remember when Pedro Martinez was striking everyone in the NL out? Derek Jeter had a home. Like, you get everything you want in these All-Star games for baseball. They do a better job in their sports of making it an event and also getting their best and brightest to perform in the events.
I mean, if you were baseball, there's a no-brainer, right? You have to get Bobby Wood Jr. to go against Gunnar Henderson, right? If they're going to do it as a head-to-head American League and the National League versus National League, you have to get Gunnar Henderson. You already got Gunnar Henderson to do it. Bobby Wood Jr. just said, hey, I'm interested in doing it. If Rob Manfred calls me and asks me to do the home run derby, it's in Texas, I want to do the home run derby. Isn't that just the, hey, these are the future stars of the game. These two guys are going to play in 10 of these. This is Bobby Wood Jr.'s first All-Star game. This is Gunnar Henderson's first All-Star game. They are doing the home run derby for the first time. That's a no-brainer for baseball, right?
I mean, you'd think it's an absolute layup, but then again, you'd think getting their games on TV would be an absolute layup, and you would think having the commissioner not call the trophy a hunk of metal would be a layup, and you'd think not having a lockout would have been a layup.
No, I'm here you go being negative.
You think every time Rob Manfred has handed a layup, he seems to brick it. He's done a pretty good job with the pitch clock. He's done a pretty good job with instant replay. The pitch clock has been a success, but Rob Manfred isn't some just keeps winning commissioner. It seems like a layup, but let's see if they can make the layup.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to head to Manhattan, Kansas to get the latest on Lincoln Cure, their newest five-star recruit. Once again, special thanks to the Royals and Bobby Witt Jr. for setting that up and having him join the show. The first time that he has been on the show, even though he's a future All-Star, maybe a future Hall of Famer, he can't skip the line of friend of the show. He's got to come on two more times in order for us to consider Bobby Witt Jr. friend of the show, but very happy to have him join us on the show today. Coming up on the other side, I just need to pass some information to you guys, because some of you need to hear this information. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
I'm here to set a couple of Independence Day rules. I don't have any problem with you starting to light fireworks today. I don't. It's Tuesday. 4th of July is coming up. I imagine a lot of people are going to take Wednesday off. I imagine a lot of people are going to take Friday off and try to give themselves 5 days off work. You can pop as many fireworks as you like today. Now, I do think you should wrap it up at a reasonable time. Some people still have to work on Wednesday, but you're allowed to go out there and pop fireworks today. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, have at it. Have fun. Thursday, go crazy. Pop fireworks. Now, don't be popping fireworks at 3, 4 in the morning. Be respectable. But you know what I'm saying. Go out there and have fun. I'm telling you this because I want you to have a hard end date. Sunday night, ain't no more popping fireworks, man. You've had all this time to light these fireworks off. We are all going back to work next Monday. So have your fun for these next 3-4 days. Get on your grill, get your gate seasoning, play your ladder golf, your bags. Do all of those things. But Sunday night, Rob, I'm putting this out there. By the time House of the Dragon comes on Sunday, firework time's over, bruh. You've had enough opportunities. You had Tuesday night. You had Wednesday night. You had Thursday night, Saturday night. At some point, these fireworks got an expiration date. It's like milk. You can't be drinking the same. No, it's expired. It's over. By the time House of Dragon is on television on Sunday, when it is loaded onto my Max, it's over. There ain't no more fireworks. If you are popping fireworks in that scenario and your next door neighbor calls the cop on you, I don't want you to be like, oh, I live next door to this Karen. No, you are a menace to this community and we need you removed from the community. So maybe sleeping it off down at the police station is what you need to hear. Call the cops. Pop all the fireworks Thursday night, all the fireworks Friday, all the fireworks Saturday, Sunday when House of the Dragon comes on, that's it. It's enough. I just want to hear Rhaenyra and Allison. That's it. I don't want to hear you still trying to pop the next fireworks. You had your time. Save them till next year. Save them for another time. That's number one.
Real quick, does the rain in the forecast change it at all? Because there is some potential rain on Thursday, so you might not have a day to go full pop off.
Pop them on Friday then.
Okay.
Again, you can pop them on Friday. Friday and Thursday are the same day to me. It's all blended together. You can't be mad if somebody outside popping fireworks Friday at 11:30. All right, whatever. That's going to happen. You know that. Sunday, you're being ridiculous. You know you're being ridiculous. Knock it off. This is another thing here. Now, this is very, very important. I want you guys to hear this. And coming up in a bit, we're going to be joined by Adam Gorney. He is the national recruiting analyst for Rivals. We're going to talk about that Lincoln Cure kid that just signed to K-State. KU Health System is preparing for firework injuries. Now, let me read this to you because some of y'all are going to need this information. The Bennett Burns Center, they got a fast track. It begins Thursday at 7 a.m. and goes until Monday at 7 a.m. They'll put you to the front of the line. They are prepared to accept and treat any firework injury at any time. Some of y'all think that this is your time to play Demolition Man. Bro, you're 41 with 3 kids. Why are you buying M80s? Why are you excited about getting half quarter stick of dynamites? What are you trying to do? Who are you trying to fool and prove? You already got this big truck knowing you're an accountant. You don't need all of this. Where do you even get this stuff from? They're not selling that at the tent outside the grocery store. Why? Where did you get this stuff from? You got a guy. You're sitting upper level for the Royals games, but you got a guy that can get you M80. Your priorities are wrong. That's what I'm here to tell you. But they got the burn center here. Thursday morning until Monday morning. Hey, if you got a firework injury, go check yourself in, bruh. Their fast-track treatment will provide wound care and discharge the patient with a scheduled follow-up. Now, the reason I'm reading this and the reason I think this is important, because last year, KU Medical, they treated 25 patients for fireworks-related injuries, with the majority of victims being men in their early 20s. I get it.
You're 22, 23, 24 years old. Alcohol's involved. Maybe you got the girlies over there. You think you're going to put on a show for the block? No, if those people want to see a fireworks show, there's plenty of places where the professionals are lighting fireworks. But you got to go out there and you trying to make sparkler bombs and mortars and you doing all this other nonsense. And now look at you. You got three fingers. And you look like Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles. All because you was trying to entertain the block with your fireworks. Just look after yourselves, man. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. Just look after yourselves. I'm not here to preach to you. I'm really not. You're an adult. But I'm telling you that the hospital, they got bonus hours. They do an OT this 4th of July because they know one of y'all listening is checking in right now. On Saturday, you're going to be in the hospital. Because you got a burn from a Roman candle because you and your brother were shooting them at each other, knowing that's not the correct way to use them. So I'm not telling you don't pop fireworks. Pop fireworks. Pop them responsibly. You know, get you a couple bottle rockets. Get you a couple of the little, what are those called? The little poppers for the kids. You know what I'm talking about. The little pop, pop, pop. Get you a couple of those. Get you a couple of fireworks. Get you a couple firecrackers. Have a good time. Y'all out here telling me that y'all can't spend $20, $30 to go park at the Royals game. You spend $400 at the firework tent. Again, your priorities are wrong. Just be smart. That's all. That's all. That's the point of this segment, is to encourage you to just be smart. Because some of you are not going to be smart. You're 37 with young kids. Be smart. You're 24 years old. You was just living with your moms earlier this year. You finally got you a little apartment. You're feeling like you a man. I get it. Keep all your fingers, though. Keep all your toes. Don't blow one of them off on Thursday because you out here trying to be Superman with the fireworks, Rob. That's my PA. I'm here to help you guys a little bit.
By the way, if you are going to shoot off fireworks, live your life, have a good time. Please don't do it in residential neighborhoods.
That's the best place to do it.
I mean, you and I both know.
Best place to do it.
Right now, every news station in the country is preparing the following story for Thursday night. Man or woman burns down house in blank neighborhood across KC metro area as firework hits roof. We know that's coming. Do your best. You're going to shoot off fireworks to not burn you or someone else's house down. You can do bottle rockets, you can do Roman candles, you can do, you know, fountains, you can do whatever you want. Do it in the street where if some sparks or something land on the ground, we good. Do not end up with, you know, Steve from down the block's house in ash because you got, you know, aggressive with the Roman candles. Don't do that to your neighbors.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, you sound like the guy that would snitch out our M80 guy to the police. Now, I don't know what would make you think I'm out here giving information to the police. Certainly not willy-nilly. But you know what I will do? If you are a danger to the community, bro, this is not Call of Duty. You are not Solid Snake. This is not Metal Gear Solid. This is not Halo. Why do you have grenades on you? Can you answer that? What part of patriotism is you getting a half quarter stick of dynamite from your guy? No. Y'all out here, y'all not interested in seeing the pretty colors. Y'all just want to blow stuff up. That's why you down at the KU Medical Center burn unit. Because you got a problem. This is not Call of Duty. This is not Medal of Honor. This is not Halo or whatever game you would play. This ain't Fortnite. Go out there, pop a couple of fireworks, pop some sparklers, pop a little smoke bombs, have you something to drink, and spend time with your family. You're spending $400-$500 trying to entertain the block. Your firework display really wasn't even that exciting. We just, it wasn't even that good. All right, coming up on the other side, K-State fan. I want you to tell every single K-State fan that you know that the Drive acknowledges that you got a 5-star recruit yesterday. We're going to talk about him next. Keep it right here. It's the Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here to set a couple of Independence Day rules. I don't have any problem with you starting to light fireworks today. I don't. It's Tuesday. 4th of July is coming up. I imagine a lot of people are going to take Wednesday off. I imagine a lot of people are going to take Friday off and try to give themselves 5 days off work. You can pop as many fireworks as you like today. Now, I do think you should wrap it up at a reasonable time. Some people still have to work on Wednesday, but you're allowed to go out there and pop fireworks today. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, have at it. Have fun. Thursday, go crazy. Pop fireworks. Now, don't be popping fireworks at 3, 4 in the morning. Be respectable. But you know what I'm saying. Go out there and have fun. I'm telling you this because I want you to have a hard end date. Sunday night, ain't no more popping fireworks, man. You've had all this time to light these fireworks off. We are all going back to work next Monday. So have your fun for these next 3-4 days. Get on your grill, get your gate seasoning, play your ladder golf, your bags, do all of those things. But Sunday night, Rob, I'm putting this out there. By the time House of the Dragon comes on Sunday, firework time's over, bruh. You've had enough opportunities. You had Tuesday night, you had Wednesday night, you had Thursday night, Saturday night. At some point, these fireworks got an expiration date. It's like milk. You can't be drinking the same. No, it's expired. It's over. By the time House of Dragon is on television on Sunday, when it is loaded onto my Max, it's over. There ain't no more fireworks. If you are popping fireworks in that scenario and your next door neighbor calls the cop on you, I don't want you to be like, oh, I live next door to this Karen. No, you are a menace to this community. And we need you removed from the community. So maybe sleeping it off down at the police station is what you need to hear. Call the cops. Pop all the fireworks Thursday night. All the fireworks Friday. All the fireworks Saturday. Sunday when House of the Dragon comes on, that's it. It's enough. I just want to hear Rhaenyra and Allison. That's it. I don't want to hear you still trying to pop the next fireworks. You had your time. Save them till next year. Save them for another time. That's number one.
Real quick, does the rain in the forecast change it at all? Because there is some potential rain on Thursday, so you might not have a day to go full pop off.
Pop them on Friday then.
Okay.
Again, you can pop them on Friday. Friday and Thursday are the same day to me. It's all blended together. You can't be mad if somebody outside popping fireworks Friday at 11:30. All right, whatever. If that's going to happen, you know that. Sunday, you're being ridiculous. You know you're being ridiculous. Knock it off. This is another thing here. Now, this is very, very important. I want you guys to hear this. And coming up in a bit, we're going to be joined by Adam Gorney. He is the national recruiting analyst for Rivals. We're going to talk about that Lincoln Cure kid that just signed to K-State. KU Health System is preparing for firework injuries. Now, let me read this to you because some of y'all going to need this information. The Bennett Burns Center, they got a fast track. It begins Thursday at 7 a.m. and goes until Monday at 7 a.m. They'll put you to the front of the line. They are prepared to accept and treat any firework injury at any time. Some of y'all think that this is your time to play Demolition Man. Bro, you're 41 with three kids. Why are you buying M80s? Why are you excited about getting half quarter stick of dynamites? What are you trying to do? Who are you trying to fool and prove? You already got this big truck, knowing you're an accountant. You don't need all of this. Where do you even get this stuff from? They're not selling that at the tent outside the grocery store. Why? Where did you get this stuff from? You got a guy. You got a guy. You're sitting upper level for the Royals games, but you got a guy that can get you M80. Your priorities are wrong. That's what I'm here to tell you. But they got the burn center here. Thursday morning until Monday morning. Hey, if you got a firework injury, go check yourself in, bruh. Their fast-track treatment will provide wound care and discharge the patient with a scheduled follow-up. Now, the reason I'm reading this and the reason I think this is important, because last year, KU Medical, they treated 25 patients for fireworks-related injuries, with the majority of victims being men in their early 20s. I get it. You're 22, 23, 24 years old. Alcohol's involved. Maybe you got the girlies over there. You think you're going to put on a show for the block? No, if those people want to see a fireworks show, there's plenty of places where the professionals are lighting fireworks. But you got to go out there and you're trying to make sparkler bombs and mortars and you're doing all this other nonsense. And now look at you. You got three fingers. And you look like Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles. All because you was trying to entertain the block with your fireworks. Just look after yourselves, man. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. Just look after yourselves. I'm not here to preach to you. I'm really not. You're an adult. But I'm telling you that the hospital, they got bonus hours. They doing OT this 4th of July because they know one of y'all listening is checking in right now. On Saturday, you're going to be in the hospital. Because you got a burn from a Roman candle because you and your brother were shooting them at each other, knowing that's not the correct way to use them. So I'm not telling you don't pop fireworks. Pop fireworks. Pop them responsibly. You know, get you a couple bottle rockets. Get you a couple of the little, what are those called? The little poppers for the kids. You know what I'm talking about. The little pop, pop, pop. Get you a couple of those. Get you a couple of fireworks. Get you a couple firecrackers. Have a good time. Y'all out here telling me that y'all can't spend $20, $30 to go park at the Royals game. You spend $400 at the firework tent. Again, your priorities are wrong. Just be smart. That's all. That's all. That's the point of this segment, is to encourage you to just be smart. Because some of you are not going to be smart. You're 37 with young kids. Be smart. You're 24 years old. You was just living with your moms earlier this year. You finally got you a little apartment. You're feeling like you a man. I get it. Keep all your fingers, though. Keep all your toes. Don't blow one of them off on Thursday because you out here trying to be Superman with the fireworks, Rob. That's my PA. I'm here to help you guys a little bit.
By the way, if you are going to shoot off fireworks, live your life, have a good time. Please don't do it in residential neighborhoods.
That's the best place to do it.
I mean, you and I both know.
Best place to do it.
Right now, every news station in the country is preparing the following story for Thursday night. Man or woman burns down house in blank neighborhood across KC metro area as firework hits roof. We know that's coming. Do your best. You're going to shoot off fireworks to not burn you or someone else's house down. You can do bottle rockets, you can do Roman candles, you can do, you know, fountains, you can do whatever you want. Do it in the street where if some sparks or something land on the ground, we good. Do not end up with, you know,
Steve from down the block's house in ash because you got, you know, aggressive with the Roman candles. Don't do that to your neighbors.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, you sound like the guy that would snitch out our M80 guy to the police. Now, I don't know what would make you think I'm out here giving information to the police. Certainly not willy-nilly. But you know what I will do? If you are a danger to the community, bro, this is not Call of Duty. You are not Solid Snake. This is not Metal Gear Solid. This is not Halo. Why do you have grenades on you? Can you answer that? What part of patriotism is you getting a half quarter stick of dynamite from your guy? No. Y'all out here, y'all not interested in seeing the pretty colors. Y'all just want to blow stuff up. That's why you down at the KU Medical Center burn unit. Because you got a problem. This is not Call of Duty. This is not Medal of Honor. This is not Halo or whatever game you would play. This ain't Fortnite. Go out there, pop a couple of fireworks, pop some sparklers, pop a little smoke bombs, have you something to drink, and spend time with your family. You're spending $400-$500 trying to entertain the block. Your firework display really wasn't even that exciting. We just, it wasn't even that good. All right, coming up on the other side, K-State fan. I want you to tell every single K-State fan that you know that the Drive acknowledges that you got a 5-star recruit yesterday. We're going to talk about him next. Keep it right here. It's the Drive.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.